The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today we have a live show for you, and I just want to thank you all for listening. Today is July the 19th, 2016, and we have a live show for you. Looking forward to today's show. Just want to thank you all once again for listening to Tando Radio Show. Now, let's take care of the business at hand. First thing first is that Black Talk Radio Network is having a crowdfunding campaign. And it's so important that we get involved in this crowdfunding campaign, because it gives you an opportunity to give back to the network and to ensure that the network is meeting its overall demands and its needs, and so that it can continue to grow. Now, how could you do that? You can very easily do it by going to Black Talk Radio Network the crowdfunding campaign is right there, where you can go. You can just go to Black Talk Radio Network, hit the crowdfunding digital black media. You'll see it on the website, and you'll be able to look and see how you can donate. And this is very, very very, very important and extremely essential and necessary for this network to continue to do what it's doing, to give your financial energy, because that's what you have. Now, how can you do this? You can go to the website, Black Talk Radio Network, and you will see the crowdfunding campaign that's there, and you can donate right from that site. You could do it by PayPal, and these are the three ways that you could do it. Option number one, you can give a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less, and you could do that by PayPal or by sending a check or money order and make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And that is, once again, you can make a check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that first option of $24.99 or less, all contributions and donations are extremely important and appreciated. You will receive the monthly statistic radio report, and also the social media operations via email. Make sure you leave a good email. Option number two, for just one penny more, you can also receive the media that made a mistake there. You will also receive the radio statistic report and the social media operations report, but also you will be able, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation for your gift. If you would like two t-shirts, all t-shirts are given in intervals of $25 or more. So if you would like two t-shirts, it would be $50, three t-shirts, $75, four t-shirts, $100, and so forth and so on. So make sure you leave a good email address, a forwarding address for your t-shirts, and sizes for each t-shirt that you will be receiving. Next option, option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. And you will receive the monthly email reports as well as the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, and you will be eligible for gifts from time to time from the network for your contribution as to show as an appreciation for your donations and the support that you are giving to this network. Very, very important. So that is how you can actually give some of your financial energy to the network to ensure that it continues to do the things that it needs to be, the things that need to be done, and to provide for you the way it has been providing for you in the past, but in a more efficient and effective way in the future, because it definitely needs your support. It's up to you if this continues. Now, next we go to, we're going to go to what's, we're going to take a look at what's in the news, and we need to go to our Facebook page that for Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. Go to our Facebook there, and let's check out some of the articles that we posted, and let's take a look at what's in the news. First article from Superstation 95, Turkey holds 1,500 U.S. military and over 50 nuclear weapons. And two, Gulen is extradited. And what's going on here is that there's 1,500 U.S. soldiers being held in Turkey. And not only that, the nuclear weapons that were on that base are also under the, are actually being held and have been seized, as well as the whole base has been seized by the Turkish government. And my commentary, it looks like hand them over or war. Either way, it still ends in a war, regardless of what's going on here. This is going to continue to grow. So check out that article. Very, very important one to check out, so you'll know what's going on and what you need to be aware of so that you won't be left in the dark and won't be caught by surprise. Number two, next article from same Superstation 95. China announces closure of the South Sea of China area for military drills, which began today, I believe. Beijing will close the access of part of the South Sea of China for military drills, officials said Monday, after International Tribunal ruled against them. Check out that article. Very, very important. Whole thing expanding. And next article comes from, where did this one come from? It came from atimes.com, and it says BRICS NDB to issue yuan denominated bonds in its maiden fundraisers. The multilateral lending formed by the BRICS economies will raise 3 billion yuans towards towards financing projects that benefit the environment. And so this is a very, very important, now BRICS has started its overall bond for the BRIC nations, and this is how you become an economic power. And in my opinion, you're going to see this. We're going to take a look at this one. I think we're going to take a look at this. I'm not quite sure in today's show, but let me give just a quick commentary on this. And my commentary on this was, oh, this is some of the final days of stability, folks. Conflict is spinning into all areas and corners. China will drop U.S. T-bills in order to issue these bonds. In order to issue these bonds, China is going to drop their T-bonds and drop their U.S. treasuries and move that into the Chinese yuan-denominated bonds, which I believe are ultimately going to all be backed by gold and other assets. And once that happens, the rest of the world will want money instead of a piece of paper known as currency. And then that's when The floodgates of the time of Noah will come in the form of paper devalued, lost purchasing power of currency here, known as the U.S. dollar, that so many of us and you and so many of us depend on for our overall livelihood. And this, if you think things are getting bad, you ain't seen nothing yet as to what's in what is in store and unfolding daily. Next article, Brother Braggs reposted the hot war with Russia began a while ago. Check out that article. Next article, very, very important one. We're definitely going to touch on this one. EU stance in Italy's bank bail-in talks bolstered by the court ruling. The European Union top court backed EU guidelines designed to prevent taxpayers from footing the bill for bailing out stricken lenders, strengthening the, I couldn't see the rest of it, but we're definitely going to look at this because this has huge, huge ramification. And my commentary on this was Italian bank crisis is going to bail you in as well, you being every person that's listening here, and you'll see why when we talk about this. A full awareness and comprehension of coming future events is critical to an appropriate response and foundation. The key to preparing on a budget or with limited resources require you to have great foresight, but more importantly, the greatest display of discipline. And I wrote that because of this. When you don't have a large amount of disposable income, and when you have a very strict budget, you can't wait until anything goes wrong for you to respond to it. You actually, let me tell you something, preparing and getting prepared is a tedious, expensive, long process. You need all the time that you possibly can. But what I've seen in a lot of people is that they take that time thinking they don't need to worry about it, and that's what the system wants, because the system warns you over and over and over again. And I'm going to tell you, you can actually quote me on this at some point and at some time, and mark my words, they will come back and they will say in so many words that there has been ample warnings to the general population that they did nothing about. And guess what? They are so true and so correct. But what they didn't say was that the general population was inebriated, intoxicated, and from all of the toxins that are being widely disseminated within the system. And people don't know, because they aren't even aware of many of the things, because they aren't even aware that they're inebriated in so many different addictions that keep them from thinking for themselves. And it's physical addiction, it's mental addictions, it's spiritual addictions to keep you from being self-determining and sovereign. And this is one of the things with preparing, and we're going to get into this. When you have a budget and when you have limited resources, you need to know that something is going to happen 6, 7, 8 years in advance before it does happen. You actually need years, because you're working with your hands tied behind your back. You're working with a handicap. You're working with a position that doesn't offer you much advantage if you don't have foresight and practice great discipline. And why do you need great discipline? Because the system will stay irrational longer than you could say sovereign. And that it means this is that they won't just crash it just because you saw something on the news or this or that. They will take their good and well time, knowing that that will cause you to say that nothing will ever happen. And then when they do actually spring the trap, they can even tell you about to spring the trap, and people still won't prepare until the trap has been sprung. And then now that's when all of the fighting, all of the the trying to get out of the trap, that's when everybody gets all charged and starts banging on the trap walls and trying to push and everything else. But then it's far too late. You're already in the trap. So it's critical for you to prepare when everything is fine, when no one else is looking, and when everything is as normal as it appears to be when it's not. For people that are on a budget and limited resources, you actually need all the time that you possibly can get in order to get to acquire some of the assets that will be needed to navigate your way and to put yourself in a position of advantage and assurance through some of the traps that will be laid. So we're going to take a look at that, and very, very important. Next article, Deutsche Bank crisis worsens. Germany's largest bank has said it will close or merge 180 of its branches across the country. It is over. As Deutsche Bank and the eighth largest economy in the world goes, so goes everything that you've known as any form of economic wherewithal or which you identify with as the financial system. Yes, the bank that you bank at now, it doesn't matter if it's a black bank, it doesn't matter if it's a credit union, they're all charted by the same organization. It all comes from the Bank of International Settlements in the form that you can see, but it's even further than that. There is no place that you can hide. What I think that you should do, and we'll talk about that, very, very essential that you do prepare. So next article talks about, here we go, it's today's show, live show today, July the 19th, 2016, and we're going to take that No Two Tigers Can Be on a Hill recap from yesterday's show. In the first hour, in the second hour, we will put all of the events together and tell we will put some of the events together that tell of a wealth transfer, what to take from the current occurrences. From the current occurrences, we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at some of the things that here and some very meaningful things, in my opinion. Next article, how aristocrats benefit both from racism and from anti-racism. This came from strategicalcourt.org. Check out that article. Next one. This one comes from Reuters. U.S. police death builds momentum for law to treat attacks as hate crimes. When the U.S. Congress returns in September from a summer recess, it is expected to consider legislation calling the Blue Lives Matter Act, which will make killing a, and I can't read the rest of it there, we'll take a look at it. This is very significant, believe me. This is one of the things that was talking about earlier in the year. This is a setup for other events to come. They get people emotionally charged so that their overall thought process will be clouded and will be easily engineered and steered into what the system wants, what the global agenda is. And this global conspiracy agenda is real, and they're playing so many sides on this whole thing in different forms from everything that you see in order to maintain the overall control that they have acquired and they don't want to give up. There is a method to maintaining enslavement globally, and this is the practice that they engage in that we do not see, the asymmetrical warfare that is waged against us daily. So check out, we're going to take a look at that, and then in today's show. Next, this one comes from mold.gov.cn. This is China, and this is an article. Right-click this one to get the English translation, and it's basically China's general is telling their troops in China, we are at war and prepare for it. And this is critical for all standpoints. And this is going to, in my opinion, is going to happen sooner rather than later, that something will trigger a full-blown shooting war where every person in the world will know that there's a problem, and where this South Sea, who didn't even know what is going, and by that time things will be entirely too late. Now, next article from Sovereign Man, The financial system is breaking down at an unimaginable pace. That's the total number of amount of government bonds in the world that have negative yields, according to calculations published last week by Bank of America Merrill Lynch. We're going to definitely take a look at that. Huge. Next one comes from YouTube. Check out this one. Posted this one, this YouTube video. It shows the Beijing Olympics drummer's performance. And my thing was to put that on, and my commentary was, so you want to fight them? And ? Really, really significant. Take a look at what is really going on, folks, and the message that's being sent. Make sure that you receive it quietly and you respond to it appropriately. Next article comes from Sputnik News. Engine for Russian nuclear capable strategic bomber to be ready by 2020. Russia's Strategical Missile Force Academy is developing a hypersonic strategic bomber capable of striking with nuclear warheads from outer space. You know what? It's amazing how so much is within the government entities, are the influences and the funding goes to so much of the military budget for war. And why do you think that is? In my opinion, is because war is a profitable thing. And it's not profitable monetarily, it's profitable energy-wise because of this. By wars, they are able to keep the globe enslaved to the system and beholden to the system. They don't care about cash, they create that. They print that. They just go to a piece of paper or a keyboard and punch in the digits or whatever they want to, and they tell you and pass that to you and say, this is money, and we think and we take it and say, yep, that's what it is. And it's not. But so much influence and emphasis is placed on the military budgets globally. Why? Because war is necessary to subjugate the world. And they are going to continue to have these things until the world, and I'm talking about the people of the world, decide no longer will they align themselves with individuals that are sociopathic, psychopathic, demonic, and just evil to the point of subjugation and murder. And it's critical that we come to this conclusion globally as soon as possible. It's been a very long time in order to get this paradigm in place. And it is a very expensive, not monetarily wise, but capital of energy wise to maintain it. And the overall setup of the system is for it to be maintained because there is no counter to it to dissolve it and to disassemble it. And this is where you come in. This is where I come in. This is where every individual comes in. And the most powerful thing that you and I can do is to remove ourselves from it as much as we possibly can. In the intervals, understanding that we are individually small, collectively unstoppable. But we have to get to that unstoppable point, and that is going to take commitment. That is going to take real discipline. That is going to take orchestration, and that is going to take planning. That is going to take where we are finally no longer see a benefit to being paid slave wages from enslavers. And that is the direction that I believe that we will ultimately acquire. It doesn't really matter if it's acquired in my lifetime collectively, because it's already been acquired for me individually. And the peace that I have from that is real joy. And I think that that is probably the greatest thing, because now I've redefined my overall energy and I create what the environment that I want to create. Is that environment bombarded? Is that environment intruded upon by other? Yes, very easily so, because it's capable to do that, but that my free will isn't. That is impenetrable. That is impenetrable. And I think that that's very important for all of us to grasp and get a full hold on and understanding. So that's some of the things that we posted there. We're going to have a full show for you today. We're going to be looking at some articles, talking about some things, and we definitely need to jump into the end of yesterday's show and just to expound upon it further, take a look at some of the articles that we have there. And at any time, and by all means, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participation code is 5490. 32 pound and hit star 61. I will definitely bring you up, and we will definitely give you an opportunity to voice your concerns, your opinion, your plans, or whatever you would like to say. And that's why this forum is here, and this is why Black Talk Radio Network is critical, critical, critical. And I would say the building of it is so necessary, especially now, which you already know. Just want to thank all of you that have donated in maintaining this overall network. I don't know. I didn't get to see yet. I'm not quite sure. But, Scotty, was a decision yes. made on what day? Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Leaning towards Sunday at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern okay. time. But I have gotten a
okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. Great.
I have gotten a yes from at least about five or six hosts.
Okay. Okay, great. Looking forward to it. I don't know if you've made the listening audience aware of it.
Oh, no. That's
so
still
I don't
just
want to get
going,
ahead of anything,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll just...
Yeah, but we'll put something out and let everybody know, but that's still being formulated, but that's the plan.
Yeah, okay. It's still tentative. Okay, so just once. Great, great. And good to hear from you, Scotty. My man, always
good,
love to
hear
from you.
Good to hear from you,
okay,
too,
everyone, what we're going to do, real quick, you know, just before we go, we got a couple of minutes before we go into the commercial break, and then we jump into today's show pickup. There is a couple of articles we're going to take a look at. And I would definitely say, if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, now is a great opportunity for you to call in and ask those things, just to get some feedback. Well, just one, to express your opinion. And then if there's a question that you have, definitely ask. It's really important that we synchronize our overall and your overall approach to different things. If you had some questions about some other shows or some things that's going on, express them, because we have to come to the realization that Black Talk Radio Network, Cerebrally Naive Network, Cunning as a Fox, Lying as a Cunning Fox Network, and all those other mainstream media networks can go down at any moment, as well as, you know, Black Talk Radio Network. You know, these are things that are very, very possible. And there may have been some questions that you had about preparing. There may have been some questions about some of the things that you wanted some answer to that will help you and your family. Now is the time to do it. Now is the time to ask. If you never called in before, you should. If you called in before, you should. This is critical, because your question or comment can definitely help someone else. And I think we're in the stage where, regardless if you speak out or not, you are still going to be treated and still get the same treatment as individuals that do speak out. The only thing that you have to lose is everything by not preparing, not taking a position. But if it is your choice not to take a position, I respect that. I appreciate your your thoughts on that. I would also would like to hear why you would take that position. Not for I will not badger. I think I've only badgered one caller, not on this show, on another show, only because what that individual was talking about was would harm many people. And when it comes to the harm of other people, because I had a feeling that this individual was involved in some things and it would benefit them for some very malevolent things to happen, and I picked up on that spirit. So that those types of people I will definitely. So listen, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Hit star 61 and I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's show. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay. Give up on my way.
Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio. And today is July the 19th, 2016. If you'd like to get in on conversation, once again, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And then hit star 61. I'll see you in queue, and definitely I will bring you up. Okay, so yesterday we had a show where it was about World War III, the war that has already started. And we looked at some articles, and we really didn't get much time to talk about it, and I want to pick up from there. One of the things that was very critical in the end of the video, they said that two tigers can't be on the same. That is very true, and that is something that is going on. One of the things I want to say about the asymmetrical approach that China has. Let me just give my overall thought first and foremost is that many and all of these governments are in one big fraternity against the general population. And until we can pick that deception and see that for what it is, the spinning of wheels will continue. It continued with people in our past. It will continue within our present. And it will spring forth and spawn in the future until we understand, in my opinion, that they are in one big fraternity together. And what we tend to see, and one of the things about history is that we always have to be careful about history. There's something more important than history. There's something more important than the reading of history, the writing of history. But because the hand that writes history could be a lie. The mind that pens history could be a lie, could be a liar, could be a manipulator, could be so many things, and we have to understand that. But what I do think is more powerful than the pen, the letter of the law is always subject to the spirit of the law. The spirit of it all, in my opinion, is always truthful. But the thing is that what spirit are you going to pick up on? And this is why I try to, with me personally, I try to balance what I read. I don't care who wrote it. It could be a part of a propaganda or slated by the individual writer. This is very true. But what I do know is that what I try to do is I try to discern it all spiritually. Why? Because I choose to. That is not a choice that every person needs to make, because I understand that the letter of the law always lies, while the spirit of the law, the letter of the law always condemns, and it always has a punishment, while the spirit of the law brings forth free will, life, and sustainability. So I tend to move that way more than to give credence to what is penned in all forms and all fashions. I think it's very necessary and important that you do, but I don't believe that you should take all of that as truth, because it could be a figment of the truth. Why? Because, one, you may have not written it. Now, if you're the author of things, even the author of things, they can write some untruths but have the best intentions in the world. They just didn't know. That is a part of the equation. But what I love about the spirit realm is that knowing and not knowing is not as important or has the same weight as it does in the physical realm. One of the things that I've learned, if you know that I'm using, this is just me personally, is that I'm engaging in more of, if something doesn't correspond with me, I don't look for what's right and what's wrong. I do, but I don't put too much of an emphasis on it as much as I used to. What I tried to do is look at what's healthy and what's unhealthy. I've taken that approach in actually looking at things. And it's easier to be able to align myself with things that are more healthier versus those that are unhealthy. This is just a practice that I do. And I say that because history is no guarantee that it's the truth. And it's very critical. And there's so many nuances and so many things that go along with it that you may not be privy to. But in the spiritual realm, I don't think that there is any limit at all. You are now moving into the universal presence of sustainability. Very, very important. So just want to talk about yesterday's show. If you notice, one of the things that the Chinese have done, and I think it's very critical, they have decided to engage in an asymmetrical warfare that fits them. They did not try to engage in a asymmetrical warfare that victimizes them or puts them in a place where their so-called adversary or their enemy is prepared for. And the thing is this, and I've talked about it so many times before on Tando Radio Show, they have an ancient culture of Go. And a Go player will always, in my opinion, defeat a chess player. The United States plays chess because it's a game of arrogance and aggression. And I would say the Chinese understand how actually to mitigate that and how to neutralize and how to outmaneuver that. And remember, China is a much older ancient culture than the so-called New Roman Empire, which would happen to be many of the empires that are all over, but particularly the United States. All of this stuff is new here in philosophy and in individuals from the Minyan standpoint, but the overall globalist and corporate puppet masters, they've understood history because of the rituals and the demonic rituals and the rituals that they practice that have been handed down to them in the culture of upholding segregation and enslavement of the general population. See, their culture is as old as the Chinese. And this is why you can, it's very difficult for you to try to categorize and to pin down the overall globalist agenda. Because one of the things that those that engage in actually fight it and actually choose not to participate in it, one of the things that you have to understand is how old it is and how long it's been in practice. It's much longer than anything that you've read in a book. It's been around much longer than the stories that you've heard that have been told. And you can actually, in my opinion, experience and see this in the spiritual realm. And one of the things that I think is very important for us as people is for us never to deny or to minimize our overall spiritual capabilities. Because when you do that, you go straight from spiritual to physical in your self-esteem. Now that you've been trained to subjugate and to suppress, your monkey mind is taking over. And I'm saying this because one of the things that, even though I believe a lot of this is orchestrated and coerced, one of the things that can be learned from China is for you to be true to yourself. Because if you don't become true to yourself, you will never be able to navigate your eternity in yourself. You will become a character, and you will be characterized, and you will become a clown to someone else's agenda. And this is very critical. One of the things that the Chinese, for what it's worth, for this transfer of wealth that's going on, realizes this, is that they despise some things and they refuse to participate by the rules that have been established by those that they don't agree with intellectually, civilly, morally, or spiritually. And I think what's one of the wise things that the globalist agenda has is that what they tend to do is that they tend to destroy your culture, interject theirs, and make you think that that their culture now is yours, and that you need to actually dictate, and you need to dictate your life and everyone else's life around you as the one that's being dictated to you. It's very critical. One of the things that I see with China, by some of the steps that is taken, is that they refuse to play chess. They don't sit down at the chessboard. Why? Because they know that that's the strength of their enemy, and their thing is not to play into the strength of their adversary. They realize the limits and where the enemy is weak at. And this is where they hold all of their strategical assets and wherewithal in applying their asymmetrical advancements based off the weakness. You see, they're not here to become the Bobby Fischer. They're not here to become a great chess player, because the bad thing about becoming a great chess player is that you have to play chess. And when you start to play chess, you become a chess player. And when you become a chess player, then every situation looks as a chess move to you. And there's a chess move response. And you become the recyclement of what you're trying to defeat. And I think China has understood this, and they've decided to move their overall directional progress based in what they determine as being sovereign determining. They don't play by the rules because they refuse to be ruled. And I think there is much for us to learn globally. even collaboration with this overall globalist agenda by the all of the governments being in one big fraternity, which I do believe that they are, but it still gives the example that maybe we need to do something different that is more organic and more non-hybrid to who we are. Because I would say that we really do need to understand that this game of chess is something that on the board that they put the 64 squares on, and they put the pieces on, and they determine which piece moves in what direction. If you sit down on that 64 square, which is actually the box of eternity in so many ways, the square, this is why when many people graduate from different obedience schools of all level, they put a cap and a gown on, and that cap is square, because that square is the internal and so dangerous. If you can't beat them, join them.
Brother Dave, apologies, but we're experiencing technical difficulties. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, so please repeat what you said about what that square meant, because you went out.
Okay, the square, on the board game of chess, it's a square of 60, it's a square box, a big square with 64 squares that are on it, and those squares represent, if you really look at them, they actually represent
we lost sound on David. I'm attempting to restore that, so apologies as I work on these technical issues. It's like his audio feed just isn't being picked up. All right.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call hd.com.
This conference is being recorded. Q&A session started.
Yes, you will become a chess player. And let me tell you, a chess player has a very calculated way of thinking, and the Chinese know that. And this is why they are going to be able to defeat them. Let me tell you something about a chess player, the difference between a chess player and a Go player. A chess player will colonize. A chess player will become an extremist. A chess player will push their agenda by arrogance and aggression. Because every problem looks as a chess mathematical move. And this is how they actually conceptualize their next move, while a Go player is time and space. Much, much different. And when in that time and space difference, a Go player never ever invades another country. Now, the thing that they may do, and this is why, in my opinion, that all of these governments, there's a different approach into how you enslave people. What a Go player will do is control time and space. They will come from a direction of perceiving to be a friend that wants to engage in business with you. And before you know it, your business is now their business, and you have no business.
In Dave, so can you ways. Help me? I have a question. Help me understand the concept of time and space. Now, I'm going to give you a scenario, and excuse my ignorance if I sound completely ignorant on this, but when I...
you're good, brother. Go ahead.
When you say controlling time and space, if I look at the moves that Chinese are making, looking at time, and I don't know the proper terminology for it, but looking into the future, what you're projecting out, what your future needs of your people, your army, or your whatever is going to need, and so they are controlling space in Africa with a view. To me, that's sort of like controlling space and time, but please give me your explanation, because I'm ignorant on that concept.
Scotty. No, Scotty, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. See, one of the things that the difference between a chess player and a Go player is that a Go player recognizes that there's a chess player in the room. So what do? They control time and space. They let the chess player go out and make it easy for them to come in and control your space and time. Because they know that that chess player is going to run out fast and start to colonize in the whole, and they will become repugnant to the rest of the world. And then they could come in and say, we want to do business with you. And this is the space that's being played in throughout Africa, throughout the rest of the world. It's been happening throughout the Caribbean for years. It's in South America. It's everywhere. What they're doing is that they don't want to take over by force and fear right away, when they can walk in and take over everything by a handshake. There's a different approach to it all. And so this approach is non-aggressive in appearance, but is extremely aggressive in nature. Some would say it's passive aggressive. No, it's way beyond being passive aggressive. This is strategical. And one of the things that they recognize in China, because they've been around much longer than the United States, they've seen empires come and go while they continue to go. And they realize that in order to be to have the historical rooting and to be as ancient as they are, there is a proper way to engage in with other countries and other people around the world to get what you want and to give them and to give the perception that they are getting what they need. Huge difference. This is why it's extremely critical that you will always see a Go player defeat a chess player. And this is happening as we see on the global scale, because they are allowing the aggression and the overall colonization that the Western style of governance, in the United States in particular, to go out. And then what they do is they create terror, and they create enemies that become eternal. And at some point, at some time, those individuals come together and they say, time to do away with this. And this is how you have a nation such as the Empire of the United States that will not have any physical representation in the next two decades. The next century, You won't see. I don't think that you'll see the United States represented in the next century. It definitely won't be represented in the way that it has a representation in the next century right now. It won't even have that in 20 years from now.
Dave, the question is, who will control over that time this space where we are? And I think that's why it's so important that people, even Minister Farrakhan, talks about the importance of land and owning land so who will? That's going to be the question over the next 20 to 100 years I agree with you. The corporation may be dissolved by then, but who will then control the time and space? I guess, like you always say, those who prepare for it, or like Malcolm has said, what's that quote he said? The future belongs to those who prepare for it today.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And Scotty, that's exactly the point. There's going to be a void that is going to be filled in this wealth transfer. The United States, as we know, the Corporation of the United States, the globalists that have put that together, they actually put a timetable on it where this needs to dissolve and then this one needs to go into place, because what's going to happen as the U.S. Dissolves its overall influence globally, that vacuum, that void is going to be filled by many. And the key to this wealth transferring is to understand that and to try to invoke your space and your time in that. And this is why what you were saying, Scotty, is so important. The assets are more important. The consumerism of things mean nothing. Things do not have intrinsical value. Assets have intrinsical value to sustain you, because assets with intrinsical value is not something that man has created. It has been created and is sustained through the universal continuance by whatever you want to call it, the great creator, which I could call it, whatever you want to call it. That is the sustainability. Listen, everyone. Just like you won't be here in the physical form, but something else will always be in the universe in a representation of it, because it has sustainability. And you don't, we may not have sustainability physically, but I believe that we have sustainability energy-wise, because that's what the universe actually resonates in. So what Scotty is saying, and I totally agree, is that what's the void that's going to be filled? I think China and Russia is going to fill that void, a portion of it, and it's going to be a significant portion of it. It's cyclical, because one thing about fear and one thing about terror is that it has an expiration date. At some point and at some time, people know they've been so afraid that they're no longer afraid anymore, and fear has an expiration date.
I think we're seeing that now.
Yep, and anger has an expiration date. There's a difference. Anger and fear are the two spiritual demonic entities of control, because they both turn off your ability to be sustainable. They both exercise extremism. And every extremist, you can always categorize every extremist by one that is a murderer waiting for the right opportunity to murder out of revenge, or to perpetuate that agenda that they've given to. And this is a learned process that the globalists have to perpetuate through all of mankind to get everyone on board on it, even though they don't even know that they're on the Titanic and they're out to sea. So this, in my opinion, what we're going to see is that we talked about this from the Deagle Report. You remember the Deagle Report, where it said that the United States population is going to lose a third of its general population? No, it was even more than that. It was two-thirds of its population. It was losing 3/4 of its economic influence. And we'll go over, I'll bring that back up so that we can go over that again. And if you look at the BRIC nations, they were losing at the most a quarter. And the ones that was losing the biggest population was Russia, and there was a small portion of China that lost. But you have to remember that China has so many people, and Russia had lost millions of people. And that is, in my opinion, that short time span was because of war. And the U.S. was totally decimated in this whole thing. Listen, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to call. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#. Then hit *61. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, and hit *61. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. We're talking about, in this hour, we're going to jump to a couple of other things, but before we do, I want to wrap this up, talking about what we learned from the video, or just some commentary from the video, because what you learned is what you have learned, and we played that because I just wanted to give you an idea of actually so that you could hear for yourself some of the publicized views. Now, does that mean that every person in China thinks that way? No way in the world. Does that mean anything? No, it just means that it's a propaganda and it is an agenda that's out and being in the mainstream. And not only that, it is a part of the moves and the directions that are being energized now. The one thing that is very, very telling and true is that the globalists, those that actually gain from the conspiracy agenda, they have a free will that they execute, and from that execution of their free will, they are committed to it. They are committed to it in so many ways. Does everything that they do, in my opinion, work? No way in the world. But I think that they've developed some best known practices that do work, and they only work because the general population is unaware that they are being attacked or that these tactics are being used against them. If you are a child and someone tells you that purple is blue, you will grow up thinking that purple is blue when it's not. And this is what happens, why they have so many of our young people go to these schools of obedience instead of developing their own individual talents in a real educational form. They are domesticated into a form that is acceptable by the system. And the system will bring one person up over another, but they have no allegiance to that one person, and they will sacrifice that person, and they like that sacrifice at the appropriate time, because they realize that their ritual practice, their demonic ritual practice of sacrifice and of murder, has an energy to it. And we are in a state where we respond to so many things because we haven't built anything. Only thing that we've ever known was what has been built before us. What has been built before us? The school systems have been built before us. We're born into it. We think that we need to. Everyone tells us to go. We go into it. The economic system was built before us. We go into it. We think that it's going, and we engage in it, not even realize that we are actually facilitating and participating in giving the most important thing for something to become a living form or a living entity of energy. We're giving our energy to it. We didn't build the overall food production, the overall delivery of food, but we participate in it. It came before us. And I think it's critical, and it's, and one of the things that I know when Brother Davis and I was talking years ago to establish this, we knew that at some point with these globalists that they were going to be extremely vulnerable. This is why they're pushing the agendas that they're pushing, and there will be an opportunity in this vacuum that is about to happen, this void that is going, for people that are really conscious to start to build something different. And this is what is so important, in my opinion. This is where we may not have the answers to everything right now, but I will say this, we do have the solution to walk away from this as soon as we are able, committed, willing, and more importantly, at all costs, establish something different. Because we have to build something that represents who you are, who we are. And it's also, I think it's very important that we engage in a vox populi. And that means where the people decide. And that is something that we're going to have to get used to, because it's something that we've never engaged in. We've always engaged in the system that came before us. Regardless of how old you are right now in this physical form, this system was here before you. You're responding to it. Well, that has some beneficial, and some it has many obstacles to it. It depends on what you choose to focus on. Basically, it's really all about us as people, individuals first. Because I realize that in order for us to move in a direction that is self-determining and sovereign, we have to first become self-determining and sovereign individuals before we can even have the overall wherewithal, the ability, the strength to look at someone else's free will and see value in it. And to be able to look at it and actually balance it to where we don't feel that we need to invoke our free will on someone else. Now, am I saying do we not defend ourselves? Absolutely not. Because when someone decides to execute their free will by invoking their free wills over your free will, that's where you have a problem, where there has to be a response to it depending on where it is. I think there's a time and a season for everything. And I think that there's a process and an operation to building meaningful things. that need to be engaged in by us collectively, but first it needs to be done by us individually. I absolutely respect a person's execution of their free will, not because I respect them for what they're doing, because I respect mine much more. It's kind of like you're not a gentleman because you want to be a gentleman to someone. You're a gentleman because you're a gentleman to yourself, first and foremost. And so we are going to, in my opinion, we're going to go through some very trying times, and there's going to be a void that's going to be established. And there are some people that are going to want to continue the practices of old that are being rehashed. The only thing is that the name is different, but the method and the objective are the same. One thing that I loved about Malcolm was this, is that Malcolm understood and realized that globalists came in all shapes, sizes, and color. And once he realized that to truly move in a direction, it needed to be a global move against a real agenda. You know, it was disappointing, in my opinion, for Malcolm to find out that people that were professing to be one way, they weren't that way at all. They were just doing their overall, doing a different form of enslavement, but it was still slavery. It was still oppression. It was still demeaning. It was still violent acts against individuals, going against people's individual free will. And this is where this brother realized that self-preservation in the overall defending of oneself is so important. But it was even bigger than what he thought, because he thought everyone was on the same page as him. Didn't make him right, didn't make him wrong. But where the wrong came in was what the real objective was and what the methods were that were being done. It was no different than Washington. He felt Washington at home. He felt the U.S. government at home. He felt the ideology, the methods, the operations. He felt that the people, that certain individuals and certain groups were complicit in the overall advancement of the globalist agenda, and realized this, that he had a choice to concede or rescind. And knowing what that meant for him to rescind it would actually mean that he would lose some things. But I believe the brother knew that he would gain so much more, and he did. He gained something that can't be given. It can only be invoked. It can't be won. It can only be proclaimed on. He remained free and sovereign and self-determining, and refused to participate in a system or become the system, because that was where the problem really lied. He couldn't do it. It was offered to him in all forms and all fashions, in my opinion. Do I know unequivocally that there... No, because there is no person that... You know, we all have done different things, and we all do things that are in objection of our habit and who we really are. But what I do know of this is that the brother said no. And many say that it cost him his life. And I say, no, you didn't know what Brother Malcolm was really doing. It gave him life. And it's hard for people, for us to engage in that, because we've never been in those situations. Because it takes true character and convictions to even be put into that spot. To lose, because what did Malcolm really lose? Everything that was built before him. At some point in all time, in some time, we're going to have to be willing to give up what has been built before us, because it is flawed and corrupted. It is not sustainable. It is unhealthy, synthetic, and extremely toxic and dangerous. The thing about this drug of globalism is that it has many addicts. And many of the addicts of the globalist drug think that they are actually in opposition. But let me tell you, when you sit down and you partake in the forms and in the methods and objectives that they have set forth as theirs, you become a chess player. When you should be creating your own individual sovereignty. This drug that they have is been very efficient. And they tell you about these drugs in so many different ways. They tell you about these drugs, these physical drugs, because it's a direct representation of the spiritual ones that many become possessed by, the different spirits. And those spirits have a strong hold, and they anchor themselves, because it's reinforced daily in things and in systems that came before us at some point and of some time. It's better to cut the anchor on the ship and to go into the rough seas and the uncertainty of the rough seas, so that your skill as a well crafting captain can be molded. You're going to have to be able to lose the boat. And I think that this is something that individually, as we start to see these things unfold, this is a big game. I wouldn't say it's a game. It's a way of control, and it's a way of physical and spiritual life for some entities and individuals in organizations, foundations, corporations, that they're not willing to give up just because you think that they should, because it's inhumane. They don't think it's inhumane at all. They take it apart. They take it as a part of humanity. This is why they feel that having dominion over the living entities of this planet, and they try to do it throughout the universe, I believe, is their overall inheritance. This is what they commit to. The key is, what are we going to commit to? So I didn't want to, I just wanted to show the talk about some of the differences with China in this war, because it is a war, but it's one that is also that is well chronicalized and well cemented spiritually. And I think that we need to really look at things more spiritually instead of what our eyes see, instead of what our physical senses respond to, because that can be a figment of the truth, and it could actually harbor and hide something much greater. And when you, I think when we become that individually and collectively as a people, we become uncontrollable. We become untrainable. We become free. We become sovereign, self-determining warriors instead of order-taking soldiers that are held in captivity. One thing about a soldier is this. A soldier will be imprisoned and killed by the very uniform that they wear. A warrior is never betrayed by the uniform and the spiritual direction that they choose to wear. It's a big difference. Big, huge difference. So if you'd like to get in on a conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. What I want to do now, and I will say that one of the things with this war that's being fought that you can see with your eyes, the resources is still the key to it all. The resource of water, the resource of land, the resource of oil, the resource of air, the resource of the heavens, the resource of the minerals, the resources of the rare earth minerals, the resources of food, the resources of the precious metals. Many of these resources are the real target. And what happens is this, is that they allow the people to die for the accumulation and collection of the resources for themselves to maintain control over the people. People die because they don't have resources. They don't die because they don't have cash. They don't die because they don't have a job. They don't die because of a war. They die because they don't have resources. And I say that because of this. If you have resources, what need do you have for a boss? What need do you have for a job? What need do you have for a uniform? What need do you have for a citizenship? None whatsoever. It becomes counterproductive to the individual that has resources. That doesn't mean that there may not be any jobs with those with resources, but there's plenty of work to do. The work of sustaining, using the different assets, having a relationship and upholding the ecosystem in a way that it doesn't destroy a very critical asset because it is a living being. People die because they are enslaved physically. This is why the overall life expectancy is charted, because they expect you only to live this long because of why? What's been instituted to destroy you physically. Your physical being, in my opinion, is also a part of the sustainable ecosystem that could last much, much longer than what you have seen and known. The trees, some of the trees on this planet are older than the corporations that have now sprung up to cut them down. The countries that have been established to cut them down. These are all living organisms. And functioning in a resource-based, sustainable way, their physical endurance is much greater than the synthetic one that we encounter and go by. Key that we're doing something majorly wrong. It's not them, it's us, it's me, it's you. So we'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 641-715-3660. Participant code is 549032#. Now, what we're going to do is I want to check out a couple of articles.
Hey, Dave, make sure they hit *6 and 1 if they want to signal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right, thanks, Scotty. Make sure that you hit *61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. And I'm going to, before we jump into this other article that I want to check out, let's just check out Brother Davis here. Brother Davis, you there? Okay, Brother Davis may not be. We'll catch him later. Okay. All right, so let's there's a couple of articles that I wanted to get into. It was a little long in that one segment. The article that I wanted to, there's a couple of them, but I'm going to pick this one really quickly because of the time that we have. The article that I wanted to check out was, here it comes. Okay, I want to check out the article that we posted today, EU stance on Italian bank bail-ins talks boosted by the court ruling. It was by Bloomberg. Check out that article. But we need to take a look at this and what this means, okay? This is the system doing what the system does. This is the system destroying your sovereignty, your self-determining, your overall freedom, and your free will. And they have to do it in a deceptive way, else you will be keen to it and decide to use your free will in a different way. And they realize something. They can't control your free will. If you decide to use it in a way, that's what's so powerful about it. No one can go against it. Yes, they can go against your physical, but your real you, the essence of you, is spiritual. It can only be surrendered. But check this out. Okay, now, so this article, I'm going to check out this article really quickly. Here it is from Bloomberg. Very, very important. The European Union top court backed EU guidelines designed to prevent taxpayers from footing the bill of bailout-stricken lenders, strengthening the hands of Brussels regulators as Italy fights to shield some bondholders caught up in the national banking crisis. One, admitting that the crisis in Italy is there. Two, is telling you that they don't want taxpayers to pay this. It's a lie. But we're going to go on. We're going to hit it in a minute. We got to go on. On Tuesday's decision is a show of support for the EU Commission, which updated its crisis rules for banks in 2013 as a part of a shift from taxpayer-funded bailouts to bail-in. The practice of imposing possible losses on investors before public money can flow. Let's stop right there. Here's the trick in the whole thing. Told you this when we brought you this when we, one of the first shows on Tando Radio Show. I said that you are going to be hit with bail-ins. They set bailouts so that you would be opposed to it, and then they came back and they're going to trick you with something else. This is asymmetrical war being fought against us because we know not the enemy, nor do we know ourselves. What they did here is they said this. Because of 2008 and everything that happened there, they got all people saying, no, don't bail them out, this and this and that, and this was the trick. Taxpayers. What is taxpayers? They took the money from the government and gave it to private organizations so that they would not go out of business. That was a bailout. And there was all upheaval. Who do you think the biggest upheaval and who do you think the case for the upheaval was? It was the same people that instituted the bail-in. They were the ones that was funding the opposition to bail out. Why? Because it served their purpose even more. So taxpayers' money, they're saying taxpayers' money can't be used to bail out. And then they come back and they say, now, and they trick you. Here's the trick to the whole thing. Only investors should be. Only investors. Here it is. Here it is right here. Listen. A shift from taxpayer-funded bailouts to bail-ins, the practice of imposing possible losses on investors before public money can flow. They didn't say public money wouldn't flow, because they're going to get everyone hook, line, and sinker. Who is the investor? That would be you, ladies and gentlemen. No longer are
federal
you a
taxes.
Depositor at a bank.
Is that our federal taxes at work? Is that what you're talking about? Is that how we as individuals invest in USA Inc.? You know, because this goes to something that I heard, not to get into a long story, but a person was criticizing people because they didn't have the knowledge that he had on the fraud of the corporation and all the abuses and whatnot. And so, but, you know, at one time he didn't know what he knew. You know what I'm
exactly
saying? But, because I know this person personally, I know he using his government name to pay his government bills. You feel me? So you in the system too. You in the system because I know how you pay your bills and who, you know what I'm saying? Talk about the teach about the system, but don't front like we ain't all caught up in it in some form or fashion. We trying to eliminate our ways of being of investing in a corporation that practices slavery and basically slavery, war, all that other stuff. I put that under slavery. War is a means to enslave.
Exactly, and that's what it is. And it's very important, and Scotty's point is, well, all of us are caught in this. It's our fault. We're all caught in this. And now, the thing is that what we established is because we wanted you to know so that you would have the option and self-determination to do something different if you so choose. If you so choose. So, yes. So, what's happening here is that your tax dollar was used to bail out private organizations. And what this is saying, no, you can't do that anymore because you can't be leaving the taxpayers on the hook. But see, they're still leaving the same person on the hook. It doesn't matter if it's a tax person or an investor, it's you. Let me tell you why it's you and it's me. Let me tell you why it's me. Let me tell you why it's all of us. Because no longer are you a depositor at bank. You are an unsecured investor. So what happens in the bail-ins, they're going to first take your deposit. This is one of the reasons why I always say I only keep in the bank what I'm willing for them to steal, because they are going to steal it. They are going to steal it by bank bail-ins. And then after the bank bail-ins, after they get everybody, they're going to come back and get everybody again, because then once the investors lose, now public money can be used to be lost into the whole thing. They get you either way.
I mean, because. Dave, but what about the stimulus? I know taxpayers, investors got a little stimulus check, and I guess it was based on their income. I didn't get one, so I can't speak from experience. But guess who's still paying for it? You're going to be paying for the money that they so-called gave you. That don't sound like a good deal to me. It sounds like a scam.
It's a scam. It's a scam. What it is a bait and switch scam. And the stimulus, if you didn't get any TARP money, is because you weren't a part of the organizations that was in to scam everybody else. They gave you stimulus to stimulate you to be further, to use that in a way that will further you being connected into the system. They stimulated you. They stimulated you to do what they wanted you to do with it. Some people didn't engage in it. They stimulate. What did they say? Remember, they tell you everything. They stimulated people so that people would go out and shop and buy and buy. They want you as a constant consumer, because a consumer can never have prosperity, because they eat and they consume everything that they get at some point and at some time. Because they are not a prodigious saver, there will be nothing to consume. Only thing that will be left is what you have in saving. And if you've been practicing consuming, there won't be anything that you've ever saved. So now, what they're doing here, Oh, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Listen, everyone, get ready to jump into a commercial break at any time. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound. Then hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. Listen, the Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61, I'll bring you in. We're talking about the events, the occurrences that are happening right now. And this is the importance of this is that what we're reading now is the EU stance that has been taken with bank bail-ins in Italy. And this is the eighth largest economy in the world. And they've already said that they're in a banking crisis. And now they're saying that they have to bail in before they can bail out. And what that is it's a trap either way. You're caught in a trap because the system is always designed to exploit the everyday person. To maintain ways and means, your way of life provides for their means of life. So now, a bailout would be where taxpayers' money, which is still yours, that was fraudulently and through exacted away from you to give to another entity. They took it from you without cause, without anything being owed or due. Okay, they actually committed a crime. When they took your taxes, it's an exaction. So then they're going to give that to whomever they want. They give it to the industries of war. Why? Because that facilitates their agenda. Everything that we as being enslaved and captive to this system, everything that we work for in energy is taken and used to benefit the one that hasn't worked. The one that hasn't worked. This is why I say they write laws that they have immunity from. They create debt that they don't have to pay. They declare wars that they don't have to fight. Because the people that do have to pay, that are subject to the laws, are the slaves. The ones that do have to pay the debt or the slaves. The ones that do have to fight the wars are the slaves. For someone else's benefit and gain. This is critical. This is critical thinking that we need to have and realize, and many of you do, but this is a clue and a hint and a warning as to what's coming and why it's so critical and so essential that you prepare for this now. Because the void is going to collapse, and then a void is going to be exposed. And once that void is exposed, I think it's critical for you to invoke yourself while the system is actually unable to respond to you appropriately from the systematic control. They will reestablish control, and by that time, I'm hoping that we will be in a position, in a better position of advantage, because there will be one. Okay, so now it goes on. So it goes on to say, before public money can be invoked, burden sharing by shareholders and subordinate creditors are a prerequisite for the authorization by the commission. of the state aids to banks with a shortfall is not contrary to EU law. According to the EU Court of Justice, the Luxembourg-based court decision is binding and can't be appealed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where you have Trans-Pacific Partnership, where corporations supersede any form of law. This is the overall what they like to. A lot of people say Trans-Pacific Partnership or the New World Order or the expansion of the One World System. This is how this is starting to be built. Okay? So now it goes on to say the banking communications set out rules for when burden sharing should be applied to shareholders and subordinate creditors and when it can be avoided. The court said that the burden sharing measures can be understood to be as designed to prevent recourse to state aid merely as a tool to overcome the financial difficulties of the bank concerned. Italy's bank bail-ins. Bail-in has been much discussed in the recent weeks as the Italian government tries to find ways to recapitalize some of the country's banks, including Banco Monte Pascal di CERN, and it's a thorny issue for the Prime Minister Renzi, because many subordinate bonds and ordinary families who brought the securities looks for a better rate of return with a referendum to overhaul the political system expected in October. Renzi is looking for a solution that saves the banks and spares the voter. What does that tell you? The banks are already insolvent and collapsed. The bank bail-ins are going to come where they're going to take all the depositors' funds. Give them a piece of paper and say that they are unsecured investor, and then now they will have to wait until the bank is, the insolvent bank is actually dissolved in order for them to receive anything. And guess what? They never, ever will. They won't take a haircut. A haircut is known in the financial world where you lose on your principal. Through by way of debt, you're going to take a haircut. No, they're not going to take a haircut. They're not going to take a decapitation. They are going to cut you in half, not only in Italy, but everywhere. This is the eighth largest economy in the world. So as they've already admitted, they have a banking crisis. And this banking crisis is mathematically impossible to bail out or to fix monetarily. It has to collapse, and they're going to, and they designed it to do just that, and that is what it's going to do. So it goes on. It goes on. Let me pick it up. The EU Commission, which checks whether the state aid violates EU rules, said that the ruling confirms the Commission's current case practice in application of EU state aids. Rules to the banking sector. The decision is important because it says that doing things the way that will minimize the cost of taxpayer will not disturb competition as much as it otherwise may do. The EU Competition Commissioner told the reporters in Brussels, the ruling won't change the EU's talk with Italian government. She said, adding that an argument with Italy on how to aid banks may be quite closed. Okay, now, what does all of this mean? It goes on with even more. What they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, they're collapsing the economic stability of the world and is going to bring in an economic war that has already been fought that's going to turn into a shooting war. And this is how it's going to happen. The eighth largest economy in the world, all of its banks, and not only its banks, all of its governmental bonds, its government itself is insolvent and failed. Economically, when they say they need to recapitalize the banks, that means that the banks have no cash anymore because their overall investments have gone sour, and the credit default swaps are going to kick in, and the derivatives are going to explode. Derivatives means that is you have a set of values that divides from something else that doesn't really exist. And why is this so important? What does this mean for you, the everyday person here in the United States? You're the main target of this all. They're going to collapse these economies. And as they start to collapse these economies, the last one to the bank window loses. Europe will be to the window first, and they still will take a huge haircut, and they will actually have some very, very harsh economic times up into destroying their overall infrastructure and their sovereignty. But the United States will be far worse because they will be the last to the window. Wow. And this is where the United States becomes dissolved.
Brother Dave, you have a call.
What is going to be happening with the United States is they're going to cut up the United States for assets because the U.S. is going to default on the most. It's going to have the largest default. What'd you say? Oh, sorry. Oh, thanks, Scotty.
They're already unmuted.
Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
This is Brother Davis, man. I was calling in from, where am I, baby? Oh, we're in Ohio right now.
Dave, Brother Davis, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, man, I was listening to your show. I always like to be informed, so I find myself not just listening to your show, but listening to Black Talk Radio about a lot of things that concern us. But my call really was to basically call and let people know what the title of tomorrow night's show is going to be, because we got a lot of things that are starting to really surface, and they haven't really, when I say they're starting to surface, I mean they're being exposed now. So even in certain aspects of this public, this so-called presidential election, you're starting to see a little hostility behind what people are beginning to realize they can't stop. So tomorrow night's show basically is going to be on the ability to communicate with self. Now what does that mean? That means that during diverse circumstances, your body adjusts to your thinking process. So say you are being attacked. Well, your body is starting a biochemical change to strengthen different areas of your body. If you're going to flight or fight, it will send the energies to the area that you will need. Now, what do I mean about the energies? I mean the nutrition so that you will have the stamina to reach the point of exhaustion. Now, that's very important because if you are not eating nutritious stuff, your point of exhaustion is going to come a lot sooner than one who's eating a nutritional balanced consistency of nutrients. Now, the reason why I say it like that is because this whole 3-meal-a-day crap, you can scratch that. So if you think that in the middle of this or duress that you're still going to have time for 3 meals a day, wake up. But basically what I'll be telling you tomorrow night or teaching on tomorrow night is the vital nutritions and how to find and consume them and how to sustain a thought process that will help you achieve the goal you set. Because if you have a wrong frame of mind, it's going to have a direct effect on your body. And a lot of people fail to realize that if you say, I got a headache enough, you'll eventually get a headache. But if you say, I feel great, you will feel great. But you have to apply the things that are going to help you feel great. So this is what the show tomorrow night is going to be about. Please, have a pencil and a piece of paper, because everything that you get is vital. And if you don't have at least the information for your own due diligence, if the show's not recorded, you're lost that information. And literally, the body and the mind is a dynamic tool. Thank you, brother.
Oh, man. You know, Brother Davis, I'm glad you're going to have that tomorrow, because that is true principle in the physical and in the spiritual realm. Brother Davis, I appreciate that. That is going to be a great show, and it's so needed, because that is some of the things that we really need to be focusing on, is the spiritual and the physical and the mental side of preparation and preparing for the falsehoods that are going to actually try to invoke the fear and a fearful response. That is going to be a great, great show tomorrow, and I think that it's critical that we have that. Definitely don't want to miss tomorrow. As Brother David said, have a pen and paper, have your questions ready, and have some idea of how you can apply these things to your life. Very, very crucial tomorrow's show. I already know that because that is something that is very true mentally, physically, and spiritually. And this is some of the things that we need to start to invoke in our lives so that we can be sovereign and independent. Thank you so much, Brother Davis. Looking forward to it, brother.
Thank you, brother. And I'm looking forward to spending some time with my peoples. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend. Peace.
Yes, it is. All right, brother. Give my regards to Sister Davis, and be safe out there. And if you need something, definitely let us know. Brother Davis, looking forward to tomorrow night's show with Brother Davis on Wise Wednesdays. Okay, so only got 10 minutes left. We got another caller in queue. We're going to go to them real quick. I just want to say this, and hurry in this point. This is all part of the overall design. They are going to now, just imagine this, what so many of us are addicted to, they're going to cut off. And you already know how people respond to when they're cut off from something that they're addicted to. We have lost some of the intrinsical, necessary knowledge to even pick out what's edible and not edible, as far as what's grown wildly, edibly within our cities. We don't know, because the only thing that we've ever known, what was built before us, that being the supermarket. And so critical time. So now what this means is that Italy is going to bring down the euro, which is going to bring down the U.S., which is going to actually push global pain everywhere. And they're all going to look back at who started this. And it's going to go to the Western banking. And this is where the whole world is going to require that the U.S. be dealt with because of that. Economically, geopolitically, physically, and socially. And this is the war that is going to jump on. And this is why we want you to get prepared, because at some point in some time, this is going to be where, by hack or by a closed sign, your bank will not be open and you will not have access to the currency that they put in, the energy of the currency that they put in the system. They're going to cut it off. This is what this means. Recapitalization means that they don't have enough for what they need to use, and this is all by design, purposely done. So we got another caller in queue. Don't want to take up too much time. Want this caller to get in. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, greetings, Brother Dave. This is Ross. How you doing?
Brother Ross, what's going on, bro?
Hey, I'm good. I just wanted to touch base on some of the things that you guys were discussing. This was a great show this evening. First off,
thank you, brother.
No, great. First, I wanted to touch on what Brother Davis was talking about as far as the three square meals. It kind of made me think of when I went through my comedic initiation, and there's periods during the year that we fast. The main one is during the time that we celebrate commemorate the death and resurrection of Esau. So during that time, we don't eat or drink anything from like 6 in the morning till like 6-7 in the evening when the sun goes down. And I remember he had talked about the fact that one of the purposes of fasting too is to train the mind to control the body, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And he was talking about in lean times, when you are not able to access food readily, being able or having the understanding of how fasting works and doing so can protect you in those lean times from starving to death. And it's something that it just came to me with what Brother Davis had just shared not too long ago. And also, there was an article I sent you about Italy, and it specifically talked about how Italy could bring down the world economy. I sent it a few days ago. I'll see if I can dig it up and resend it. and then I sent you another one.
Okay.
Cool.
We posted that in Tando, that one, and I had said, hey, thanks, Roz, and put it in Tando. Yeah, so that one was actually, I put that one up. I remember I put that one up.
Hello, yes. Roz.
Very this, critical article.
Roz, that's this cool. is...
Oh, Scotty said something.
Roz, this is Scotty. On that point you just brought up, and it reminded me of a question because Dave was talking about it earlier, right? Okay, guys, put y'all analytical hats on. How much did the overthrow of Gaddafi play into the problems Italy having now? Because they had a secure border with... Gaddafi was stemming the tide of immigration from the desolation.
Yeah.
You know, so what? How much of a role do y'all think that plays into the problems in Italy, what the overthrow of the Libyan government? Thank you.
You know what? Italy and Libya have a long history. Libya and Italy have a long history because they are strategically placed, and because of the shipping lanes that's there, when they brought Gaddafi down, they destroyed Italy. They absolutely destroyed Italy. And this was a huge thing, adverse action economically for Italy, because one of the things that Italy needed needed a strong Libya. Italy actually needs a strong Libya. And what Gaddafi was going to do, and we all know because of, you know, what we were talking about before, what Gaddafi was going to do was actually strengthen that whole region and actually strengthen everything globally. Because Gaddafi would have actually, Gaddafi's plan would have avoided an economic collapse. And this is what they didn't want to happen. Because I'm going to tell you, one of the things about when you own real assets, you transfer the liability of default on a loan to the lender. When you don't, you are actually liable for the debt, because now you default on the debt, you lose everything. When you have assets, you default on the debt, it doesn't change your life at all. You transfer the liability to the lender. The lender has a debt problem, you don't. When you don't have assets and you have debt, you got a debt problem.
Dave, we have about 4 minutes left. We have about 4 minutes left, and Ross had a couple of other points he wanted to get through. I didn't mean to interrupt him, Ross, you still there?
Oh, no problem. I was going to say you stated it brilliantly, and also the death of Gaddafi is why all of this terrorism is fucking up. ISIS, everything. He predicted it before he was assassinated that this was going to happen. So I can't even piggyback off of what you said, Brother Dave. You said it perfectly. I just wanted to say, too, I did send you another article about this family in Venezuela that had savings, and they ended up draining their bank account, and they crossed into Colombia via what they termed a humanitarian corridor in order to buy food. And what triggered them to do that was that the male woke up in the middle of the night looking for a snack, and there was nothing to eat in the fridge. And they ended up draining all of their savings in order to basically get food to sustain themselves. And I was thinking with everything you were discussing with Mexico and things like that, and them, you know, moving to the other side of things and leaving the U.S. behind, Canada as well, is that there will be no humanitarian corridor for U.S. citizens to cross the border into another country to get, you know, their basic necessities. That was something I thought about. And then lastly, what you were describing with China in the beginning, it reminds me of the martial art Aikido, where you allow the person to basically strike and you use their own momentum and their own force against them. That's essentially, to me, what China has been doing for a very long time with the United States. And it's really coming to fruition in a very, very powerful way. And then it was something you said yesterday about Brazil and the young people in Brazil and how to organize and how serious they can get down when things hit the fan. And I'll tell everybody, if you've never seen it, look at the City of God, because they actually give you insight into how intelligent these young people can be. And if they're pushed to a position in which they feel they have to lash out all of those people from around the world and those Olympians that will be in Brazil will be in for some serious trouble, and that can seriously spark off some world events that we will not be prepared for. So, Olympic situation, because it might get ugly real fast. Thank you.
Roz, hold on, man. I actually wanted to pull that article up that you sent with the people leaving Venezuela, running into Colombia for basic necessities. And this is the thing. This is a prelude to what's going to happen here in the States.
Hey, Brother Dave, if you could share that on Tando Radio on Facebook, that'd be great, because we coming to, running out of the recording time for the podcast. Yep. Bro.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. Talk to you soon. Peace.
For the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.